אתם עם SBS בעברית. Our next guest is David Sample from England. Shalom David.
Shalom Amit.
Just a quick reminder to our listeners, we spoke this year during the King's coronation. You work in a hotel in London, and a lot has been happening since, especially since October the 7th. How's everything in London?
I've been very good. Our hotel has only gone quiet near Christmas because people aren't traveling from, only business people are traveling from Israel.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of Israeli guests.
I thought that during the coronation it was really busy, and now
Busier
because it's Christmas time, isn't it?
It's on and off because we aren't getting the people from Israel. So some people can't leave the country because they're doctors or nurses, etc. They're too important. So we got a bunch of cancellations. It's going to be busy Christmas week.
Okay. David, you are a writer, blogger, know a bit of history. And I have to ask you, why are you so fond of history? And how did you learn so much history?
Well, it was my parents. My father, although he's British, fought in the Canadian Army in France, Holland, Belgium, and Germany in the war. And my mother was an intelligence in the Air Force, and she talked to me about the war a lot. And so that interested me in Nazi Germany. And then I realized, how can this civilized country, the most scientifically advanced country, go backward? And it's the story of civilization. So, and then I studied Islamic history later on because I'm fascinated by it. Absolutely. All the Russians and Caliphate, all of that stuff. And of course, I've looked at other history too, but I was sort of 40 years ago an expert on Islamic history, and I know British Second World War history and obviously school American history.
Great. Okay, today our subject is, of course, history, and let's talk about Israel and a little bit of the history of Israel, which was Palestine. Could you tell us about the origin of the term Palestine? Where does this term come from?
Okay, if you go back to the Holy Bible, you've got people called the Philistines. You know, Samson, King David versus the Philistines. And these were the Greek sea peoples who tried to invade Egypt and ended up just getting Gaza, right? And in the Bible, King David, they have wars with the Philistines. But they're not Semites. They're Europeans. So the language is different. And so that's Philistines in Hebrew. It's Peleset. It means invaders. In Hebrew. So what happened, there were the two Jewish revolts, 70 AD and the Bar Kokhba revolt in 134 AD, and that brought in 600,000 Roman soldiers. So the Roman emperor wasn't very happy that it cost him so much money to defeat the Jewish revolt. And as a result, he decided that this is not going to be Judea anymore. It was the kingdom of Judea, right? And he decided it was going to be called Syria Philistina, okay? Meaning Syria Palestine. Palestine's the English name, by the way. We should really call them Philistines. So the Jews were kicked out of Jerusalem, which they renamed Iola Capitola. But they still lived. There were many Jews murdered by the Romans, but they still lived in the land of Israel, which was now called Syria Philistina.
Mm-hmm.
And then that name carried on until the Arab invasions. You know, the Greeks and the Romans called it Palestine or Philistina. But once the Arabs invaded in 638 AD, it was no longer called that. It was called just part of the Ummah, part of the Caliphate, which was Baghdad, run from Baghdad at that time, the first, the Russians and Abbasid, all these caliphates. They didn't call it Palestine. Obviously, that's when they occupied the country, that's when a lot of Jews left the country, too. There's still Jews always living in that land. And then what happened is that the Ottoman Empire, first the Mamluks, who defeated the Mongols, and then the Ottomans, were supreme there for 400 years. And they didn't use the name Palestine, neither did the Arabs, neither did everybody. They used the name the Tanjak of Jerusalem, the Tanjak of Lebanon. They were regional Turkish provinces. So where did the name Palestine get revived? Well, you can blame the British, because obviously when they had dreams of conquering it, even before they did. There's a whole book about the English obsession with that, the Holy Land. And what happened was that when Jews began to move from Russia, Ashkenazis back to Israel, land of Israel, they called it Palestine. They called it Palestine because that was a European name. Napoleon called it Palestine, but not a Muslim, not the Middle Easterns, not the Ottomans. And so the Palestine Post was the original name of the Jerusalem Post, the Palestine. So the Jewish people, because who were the Palestinians? Really, the Jews are the Palestinians. They were the guys who were there. The Romans are insulting them. You are Philistines now. But they were the original, them and a bunch of Greeks were the original Palestinian people. And so the Europeans, when the British conquered Jerusalem, actually this month in 1917, and they finally got control of the whole region, defeating the Ottoman Empire in the whole region, the British used the name Palestine, and so did the French. And the Palestine Mandate of 1922 was Jordan, at what is now called Jordan, and what is called Israel in the West Bank.
Okay.
So that's a colonial name for Judea, which is now Israel.
I'm a bit confused, David, but are you saying that during the last few thousand years, there was never an Arab kingdom or a state called Palestine?
It's the Roman emperor who used that name, but really when the Arabs adopted that name, it's a sort of replacement of Jewish history, you know, because the Arabs in 1920, there was the Nebi Musa festival, and there was a pogrom that happened in 1920, you know, when Jabotinsky was running around with a gun, and that was headed by the Grand Mufti, and he called the king of Syria was Faisal, and they said, our king is the king of Syria in that revolt. They saw themselves as Syrians, okay? And then the Grand Mufti, when interviewed in the 1930s, said, oh, yeah, of course this is a Jewish land, but it's ours now. You know, we want it. And so he was never denying the Jewish history, the Grand Mufti.
I would like to focus on the Balfour Declaration. Didn't the Balfour Declaration mention Palestine? And let me read for you a quote from the actual declaration. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah, and when they said homeland, they really meant nation. Their intention was to have a Jewish nation. It would take maybe 50, 60 years to develop under British colonialism. But that's what they meant. That they didn't, because obviously it was at the time of the Balfour Declaration, it was going to be Jordan, what's today called Transjordan, and what's today is called Israel. It was only in 1921 when Lawrence and Churchill and company came up with the two-state solution and divided it as the River Jordan and created an Arab kingdom called Jordan. Or Transjordan. So that only came into existence in 1920. And a lot of the Jewish leaders were disappointed that that wasn't going to become part of the mandate. But it was always intended that the Jews would live in Palestine, but they would have to work with the minorities of Christians and Muslims who lived there.
Okay, David, a bit of a history lesson there, so thanks for that. I would like to talk now about something a little bit different, but still in the same subject. So obviously you live in London and we've seen what's happening in England, especially after October the 7th, with hundreds of thousands of demonstrators out in the streets. And lots of them, they're chanting a very familiar chant, which goes from the river to the sea. Again, going back to history, how can you interpret this sentence?
Okay, because for some of the Arabs, this is a religious war. Against Jews and Christians. That's what it is. For a lot of the Arabs, just the Arabs would rather rule themselves, and they don't like being in somebody else's country. So what they mean is that they want the restoration of Arab rule, Islamic rule, in Israel from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. That's what they mean. But for many of the people walking down the streets chanting it, they don't know which river and which sea. They're just repeating it. You know, it's almost comic, really, when they say some. But they always say from, you can check my documentary, Showdown at Kelim, which I made in Manchester. I've got them marching going from the river to the sea. For some, it's genocidal, but maybe not for all. They just don't know what they're talking about. They think they're supporting this country that never existed called Palestine. Obviously, Palestine formally came into existence through the Oslo Accords. When they created this Palestinian Authority, but it never got recognized as a nation because they never fulfilled the conditions of the Oslo Accords. They decided to do intifadas and all of this stuff. As Bill Clinton said to George Bush, "I don't trust that guy, Yasser Arafat. He disappointed me." You know. So, and that was Shamir and Rabin who negotiated that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Rabin, before he died, was changing his mind.
Mm.
Yeah, he was on the verge of saying this isn't working. Because the problem with that is if I had set it up, I would have gone direct to the Arab families because they're family-oriented and not set up an authority run by basically Yasser Arafat, an Egyptian who was a bit genocidal, you know? Mm.
Okay, David Semple from London. Thank you so much for speaking to us. It was quite interesting to hear a few facts about the history of the Middle East, especially in Israel. I would like to wish you and your family a Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and thanks for speaking to us today.
I'm going to say you're not Christian, but I'm going to say Merry Christmas. It's something we should all celebrate. Remember, Jesus was a Jew.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.